Passengers, may I have your attention, please? Take your seats and secure your seatbelt. The ride you're about to take will be unlike anything you've ever experienced before. They are the Mics on Mic, and this is Drive-By.
Mike J, he is Mike S. We are the Mics on Mics. This is Drive-By Wrestling Podcast. Mike, first, I guess I'll just start with how the hell is it going?
It's going pretty good, man. That new Masters of the Universe cartoon dropped on Netflix. I'm fucking two episodes in. It's pretty dope. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy game that came out for PlayStation 4 and 5, and I would assume Xbox, that none of y'all played. I didn't play it either. I just found it the other day, came across it. It's sweet as fuck.
I actually heard that. I have not played it. I don't have time in my life to play video games, which is very depressing because I used to do it a lot. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. I pulled out for a long time to earn this. Do you guys understand? I want you guys to understand, really. Like, for me to be 42 and have no kids, and I've been fucking since I was 17, and I ain't about condoms and ain't never been.
That is a strong pull-out game.
And imagine to pull out for that long. Like, I pulled out for 20 fucking years. Do you know the absolute willpower it takes? To pull out for 20, I'm joking, y'all. I definitely was letting it fire in like pretty much every whore. The fact that I don't have a child is mind blowing to me. So like that's a lie. Like, I know I like to be like, I pulled out for so long, I earned this. I didn't. I was coming in everything, man. I got fucking 3 miscarriages and a fucking abortion under my fucking belt, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't let me bullshit y'all, man. I'm a scumbag.
All right.
But my wife don't have no more plumbing. So, you know, hell yeah.
Okay. So, two massive stories. We're going to touch on one. We're not going to touch on the other one. And actually, to be fair, at the end of the show,
I'm going to talk about at the end of the show why we're not going to talk about it.
Well,
to segue in.
Yes.
To the final part of the show.
Yep, exactly. I was just going to say that. So you'll understand, hopefully, somewhat. I'm not even sure if we understand. We do, but we don't. But we'll get there. And of course, a little bit of Rumble talk, but let's start with the big one. The announcement Tuesday by WWE. The new deal for Monday Night Raw, or maybe just Raw. I don't know. But USA not coming through. They do have SmackDown, NXT on CW, which is weird. WWE Raw. On Netflix, 2025, January. Mike, initial thoughts.
It feels wrong, but in like an exciting way, like the first time you watch trans porn. Like you're like, oh man, this isn't right, but goddamn, I am intrigued. And then, you know, like 3 or 4 episodes in, you're like, fuck, this might be for me. You know, you just fucking go on with life, and that's how Raw is now, you know? Man, you just don't tell your wife about it ever. You talk about it on your podcast that she doesn't listen to. but No, really, it's like it's weird, but it's like neat. Like what it means for wrestling
in general, overall.
Yeah,
is huge.
Super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, man. It sounds odd. Like, still, I'm not really like when I'm like, Raw is going to be live on Netflix. Like, what the fuck? First of all, a live show on Netflix.
Yep.
Then just add in the Monday Night Raw of it all, or the Raw as it seems to be right now. That makes it more weird. And I think, because I don't know, it's so ingrained in us, USA, you know, aside from that brief dalliance with TNN, which
right.
I'm going to be real, no one liked.
Like, nobody.
Like, nobody. Nobody. I don't like going, like, seeing TNN. Like, remember, and they put TNN at the top of the Titantron, and mm-hmm. it was like, dog, I don't like that at all.
Nope.
At all. This feels like a major step down. Anyway, no disrespect to TNN, but like disrespect, fuck you. It's a terrible network. So yeah, man, it's got this like interesting, like, and weird quality to it that is like, you know, that's where like some of like my favorite shit comes from. Like, porn jokes aside, man, right? Like, some of my favorite stuff is like ideas that initially right away are weird and interesting to me. Something that sounds like, oh, that's off key, but interesting. It's like my favorite kinds of media and movies and things. Like I'm all for it, man, especially since it has the potential to change everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, WWE is always kind of been ahead of the curve with things. I mean, look at the network, you know, look at pay-per-view and over the top and all that. But in streaming, like when this whole USA deal was being kind of tossed around, like streaming was definitely one of the options we heard. But the fun part was it was Netflix was never brought up. And credit where credit's due, like Netflix is the big one, right? Like of all the streamers out there. You know, an Amazon Prime, a Paramount Plus, a Max, all that. Netflix is the big dog in the game, the one that's been doing it the longest. Like, so it's the biggest in the pro wrestling business, joining with the biggest in the streaming business. It's pretty fucking cool to see happen. I'm excited for the possibilities. Again, like I said, all the doors this opens up for pro wrestling in general. I mean, it's interesting. I think also with the idea that it seems, I don't know what's going to go on with the network and the PLEs and Peacock in the United States after the Peacock deal runs out. If it is just all of it's going to transform to Netflix, but that's what is going on outside the States. So that's, I mean, it's almost like them getting paid to have the network, right? And not worrying about only having wrestling fans that subscribe.
Yeah. Also, well, yeah, I agree. Also, I think Peacock done fucked up. Let's be real. In 2 years, Peacock loses this thing entirely.
Probably, yeah. Unless they got a massive amount of money they can throw back at them to keep it.
This is like such a good deal for both of these companies, because I listened to like Eric Bischoff break it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like his business side of things, the way he looks at things in just like a business sense. I think a lot of the reason he gets shit on is because he was such a businessman.
Right.
And wasn't a wrestling mind.
Right.
So he's made like some excellent points that one, people are going to subscribe to Netflix for this.
Right. Oh, 100%.
Like, yep. people are going to subscribe to Netflix to watch Raw.
Yep.
And two, dude, WWE just went global on such a ridiculous scale.
Mm-hmm.
And also, guess what, guys? They don't have to bypass any national television broadcast rules and regulations at all anymore. That's a thing most people don't understand that I learned today is that, and I guess maybe I did know that because we're friend Joe who said that wrestling's kind of weird getting it on in England and stuff. Cause the rules and regulations, as I said before, there is none of that with Netflix.
Yep.
Netflix is just fucking on. So they don't have to figure out what the sporting regs are. They don't have to talk to any government agencies, any television agencies, anything like that, man. All the problems that they had in front of them for getting into new countries have disappeared.
Yep.
So this is like a huge win-win for both of these companies.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. It's exciting. It'll be interesting. Right now, my biggest curiosity is it's been stated that USA is not going to extend, and there's like a 3-month period between October. I think their deal ends in October, so you got October, November, December, where there's not a home for USA. Does Netflix start letting them run? Or not a home for Raw in USA. Does Netflix let them start running early? Do they move all of it just to Peacock, which I know is part of USA, but you get what I'm saying, for those 3 months? Because then you make two changes. Do you want to do that? You know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And they're supposed to make an announcement about that intimately. We'll see. But it's going to be a fun time, man. And speaking of fun times, my favorite pay-per-view coming up.
Oh, real fast on the Netflix thing. There's one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, shit, I forgot what it was.
You trampled all over my transition to forget what you were going to say.
You said something that popped in my head. Yes, this is a good... I'm sorry. Yeah, I fucked your shit, man.
It's all right. So if it comes to you, please bring it up. But Royal Rumble, my favorite pay-per-view, PLE, whatever you want to call it, major event of the year, of the big four. I like Rumble better than Mania. I just do. It's fun. It's exciting. I like that as of this recording, I mean, as most of you know, we record Friday mornings. So before SmackDown, and the show will be posted on Saturday, and the Rumble is Saturday evening. Mike, we've only got a select few men and women that they've actually announced for the official Rumble, which is last year we knew all but six or five. And I hate that shit. I don't know why they did that last year. And I think they did kind of the same thing the year before. I like not knowing just because there's more surprise, even if there's not a major surprise. That said, I want to talk some men and women's possible surprise / return entries for WWE Royal Rumble. Mike, you got any for me?
Yeah, Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder or Matt Cardona? What do we get?
Matt Cardona as a one-off.
Yeah, I think...
It's a start of something. It's a one-off.
I think that it would be kind of cool to even do something special with the entrance music where it starts out as Zack Ryder's music, and I don't know what he currently uses as Matt Cardona, but, of course, it shifts. That would be kind of cool to kind of let everyone know, hey, this is Zack Ryder, but also, no, it's not. You know what I mean? That would be fun. Ty Dillinger at number 10.
I think he's almost a lock at 10.
Yeah. I mean, him and Cody are good friends. He's done with AEW. Even if they haven't signed him to be a full time, like, how do you not spend the money to just be like, hey, come do this, it'll be fun? And if you're him, how do you say no to that? You know what I mean? Like, of course.
Yeah, oh, duh, obviously, easily. Come get through now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Okada has dates through February, so he's not going to fucking show up anybody.
Yeah, I agree like 98% with you on that. But is there a chance where it's worked out where he can still do this and then go do his dates and come back?
I mean, sure. Yeah.
And is there a chance that he signs with WWE in the long run? I mean, I think there's a big chance of that.
I think that's the fucking, that's where I'm guessing.
Yeah, I am too. I saw someone point out how emotional he was in his final, like, goodbye or whatever that they just did to New Japan. And they kind of had a good point. Like, you don't get that emotional if you're going to AEW and know that you can just come right back to New Japan. Like,
yeah,
and maybe that's a bad take because he'll, you know, if he's AEW, he's probably, you know, AEW or WWE, but certainly, like, you're going to be living in America. So maybe that's more what it is. But I understand too, like, yeah, if you're with AEW, you're not necessarily saying goodbye to New Japan, right? Like, you're just saying, see you next time. Where if you're with WWE, you're not going to see Japan for a while. So I don't know. Interesting. How about, I would not be shocked to see John Cena show up. I'd actually be pretty excited to see John Cena show up in a Royal Rumble. I think there's a solid chance that that happens.
I think that it's definitely, like, I don't, is he filming something though?
I actually read, God, I hate this. I read last night.
Don't worry, my man. Don't worry.
I read last night that his schedule is oddly clear for a while. So there's that.
Ignore my window there, everybody. Cena, yeah, sure. I don't think The Rock.
See, I wouldn't be shocked if The Rock showed up either, especially with everything that went down with him being named to the board of TKO and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So, I don't
think in the wrong boat. Look, first of all, I'm going to say this to everybody right now. I'm like, you're a man that has a degree in essentially the biology of the human body, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glad that I use it so much.
Look at Dwayne Johnson. Is that man in any shape to have a wrestling match?
Oh, yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah. Come
on. That dude look like he can scratch the back of his head. You're going to tell me he is built to go out there and have a fucking, because let's be real. If it's The Rock and he's having a match, that motherfucker better be 15 minutes. And he can, I don't think that he looks like a dude that's built, like, he looks juiced to the fucking
deal. Oh, he's massive, but, like, can he show up and do what The Rock does? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, he can. Just telling you. Telling you. Yeah.
Right.
He's not the kind of guy that, like, he's not going to show up and do what Daniel Bryan does. You know what I mean? And he's not built for that. He never was built for that, but he's definitely not built for that now. But can he show up and, you know, do a Samoan drop, do a people's elbow, do a fucking rock bottom and throw a drop kick here and there? Yeah, he can. Yep.
Okay, but can he have a match?
Yeah, he can have a match. I'm not going to say it's going to be good, but he can have a match.
Well, I mean, but I could have a fucking match. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I'm saying, like, is he going to have a respectable match?
He's enormous. He's, like, gotten to the point where it's too much. But, you know, again, he's not wearing and tearing his body in the ring anymore.
I bet his dick looks so small in comparison to his body.
It's possible.
I bet it's just like, and it's probably not even a small dick. It's probably just like a normal dick. But on him, it just looks like so fucking little.
I'm trying to think if there's any other male competitors that could be a surprise. I think that's pretty much what I've got. On the male side, if you think of any, pop them in. Female, I think we see Jade Cargill. I think she makes her.
This is
her debut. Yep.
It's a pretty impressive debut.
Yeah, I think she's going to be like the Iron Woman or the she'll either be the Iron Woman or she'll toss more out. Yep.
She will toss 5 to 10 women out.
Yep.
In like a fast period of time.
Yep. And she's not going to last. She's not going to she's going to come in early.
This is to make her look like a badass and to set up a WrestleMania feud.
Yep. She's going to come in earlier. I'd say between 3 and 10. And she's going to, I don't know that she'll be a final four, but she'll be close if she's not final four. Yep. And they're going to make her look strong and they're going to set a feud up for WrestleMania so that she has something important to do. I 100% believe that. AJ Lee, what's the odds, Mike?
Like 30%.
You're only giving 30% for AJ Lee?
Yeah.
I'm gonna push it to 80, dude.
She a busy woman.
She is. She is. She's got a Saturday though.
Maybe.
She's got a Saturday. And I think
I'm not saying she doesn't. Look, man, okay. I just get the vibe sometimes that some people are just done.
Oh yeah, 1000%. But here's the thing. I never felt like I always felt like she only left because of her husband. And it could be that she's perfectly fine with that at this point. You know what I mean? But
Agent went, oh fuck, everything's about to change here. And everybody's going to realize I'm mediocre.
I mean, that's also possible. But if it's just a one shot for the Rumble and you get a chance to, hey, go have fun, hang out with some old friends and your husband, you know, your spouse, whatever. And, you know, probably get a nice little payday and just, you know, say, hey, here I am.
I mean, yeah, sure, bro.
I mean, she ain't gonna win, you know, but yeah,
I mean, sure.
I don't know. I'm putting 80% on that one. I think there's more of a chance of it happening than not happening. That said, I'm probably dead wrong. But, you know, there's that. Let's see. Naomi.
No, isn't she TNA champion still?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. She is not.
I mean, sure.
I'm giving that one 98%. All right. I gotta do it. Sasha Banks.
Look. I think everything with Sasha Banks is 50-50.
I agree. I think that's the best odds to give yourself on this one. I'm just going to, because this is one of the last times this is going to happen, Mike, and I'm just going to say this. If I'm her, and there has literally not been a deal to have dried ink on, and I'm not trying to be an asshole here. I'm just being honest. I look at the announcement of the Netflix deal, and I look at the crowd of the last two or three AEW shows. And I'm not even just talking like the crowd in person. I'm talking the not only the numbers they sold for the show, but the numbers available to sell for the shows. And I see which one is actually going to be the hotter, at least for the future, my immediate future. Like, I don't even think about going to AEW. Again, I don't know the honest person, like, was it Vince that she left over? Was it like all of it? Is she hate Hunter too? I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? Like, it sounded like she was thought she was needed to be made a bigger deal, and she was going to prove that. I personally don't feel like she proved anything other than she was exactly where she needed to be.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to say this. I think that she proved that she's a substantial star, not as big as she thinks, but a substantial star in the industry by stepping away and having some matches. She drew. I'm not going to say she didn't.
Yeah.
She drew. I don't think that she's as big a star as she thought she was going to be, but she's still a pretty substantial star. So, but here's the thing. The biggest thing left in Charlotte's career is to break her dad's titles.
Yes.
The biggest thing left in Becky Lynch's career is to, like, I don't know what more she can do, to be honest. She's
done it all, man.
She's done it all, and she's going to be remembered as, like, look, like, her and Charlotte are going to be 1A and 1B.
Yep.
For quite some time. And I'm not saying that there's not ever going to be people to be dethroned. Look, women's wrestling just got fucking amazing like 6 years ago, right? Yep. So we're just seeing the first wave of it, right? So when I say that Charlotte is the greatest of all time to me, and that Becky is probably second, and I want to say from two different standpoints, right?
Yeah.
Two entirely different standpoints do I look at these two for why I call them the greatest. One, Becky Lynch is a fucking pro wrestler in every aspect of it, right? Is she the best in the ring? No. Is she the best on the mic? No. Is she the best combination you could hope for the two? Fucking properly, man. Fucking properly. Charlotte is the greatest in-ring athlete performer in North American women's pro wrestling history. And I stress North Americans because I don't want to get in an argument with you fucking Joshi assholes. She is the greatest to ever step foot inside a ring in North American women's wrestling ever in the fucking history of it. Now, is someone going to be better than her one day? Yeah, man, absolutely. Of course. Is someone going to be better than Becky one day at being a pro wrestler? Because that's what Becky's really good at, right? Being a pro wrestler. A sports entertainer. Let's say that. Charlotte's a really good pro wrestler. Becky's a really good sports entertainer. Are people going to come along and be better than them? Yes. But, like, you're talking about two, like, Mount Rushmore people right now. Bayley and I'm going to Sasha so heavy on this one, and this is why she should come back. The biggest thing left they can do is be part of a four horsewoman four-way match.
Yep.
For the title.
Yep.
And I want to add, that's just a feather in the cap to the other two. That's cool if it happens, right?
Right.
Just cool if it happens because they're already Mount Rushmore. I'm going to start saying Mount Rushmore instead of goated because I hate goated as a term. Guys, you can't goat everybody. By definition,
there's only one.
Goat. I fucking hate this term. Goated.
We are the Lone Rangers.
Yes. How can you be fucking Lone Rangers? There's three of you. And I love that they also don't understand when it's explained to them. Much like people that use the term goated probably don't get it. So I'm going to start saying Mount Rushmore. But they're Mount Rushmore. And it's just a feather in the cap for them. These other two chicks need this for their legacy.
I agree.
So that's why she's coming back.
I agree. And you know what? Like, selfishly, because you know how I personally feel about Sasha Banks, but selfishly, I want that.
I want it so bad.
I want that more than,
it's like maybe one of the top three matches that, like, I could want.
So I don't even care if it's a fucking year and a half deal and we do it next year at WrestleMania. Because although, man, if you've seen Charlotte, this chick might be back like by WrestleMania. And I don't know how, but that woman's walking on a treadmill with no brace.
Before we
fucking
go,
figure it out.
And real fast, can I ask, Matt Cardona versus Nick Nemeth in GCW?
Okay.
Does it not feel just like also weird men are wrestling?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay. So let's talk about the elephant in the room real fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And no, there's not three of them in SCAT involved. So
Vince McMahon. Guys, we're not going to talk about Vince McMahon.
No.
Because it's fucking it's first of all.
It's allegations, first of all.
Look. Like, dismissive wanking gesture to allegations.
Right, absolutely.
I think I speak for both of us when I say that, like, we, like, 100% think this dude did the majority of this shit.
I'm sure that something happened.
Yes. But we're going to choose not to talk about it because it's pretty fucking vile. Mm-hmm. And it's just another example in this world of a rich person doing something terrible to someone beneath them in status.
And not shocking either. Like, while it's shocking, not shocking.
I think the most shocking part of it to me was that a 78-year-old billionaire uses the letter U instead of just spelling the word U. this is going to flow into the next part of what we're going to talk about, because this is indicative of what wrestling media and talk has become, mm-hmm. and devolving into finding the worst about something that Mike and I love and have mm-hmm. loved our entire lives.
Yep.
And just to kind of transition that into the next part of the show, we've been doing this for like so long, we don't even know exactly how long anymore. But I know this, that when we started doing this, Mike had a toddler and now he has three kids in grade school. that's a long time, right?
And it's been a minimum of 6 years.
Yes.
A minimum.
And when we started, man, like, the show was, like, it was irreverent, and we did weird shit. I'm going to name some things. If you've been, like, a listener to the show for a while, you might remember Zombie Shane. There was a year where Mike and I pretended that Shane McMahon had died in a helicopter accident and was a zombie. And it was just something we did. We just did to entertain ourselves on here. We used to have
awesome.
We used to have Enzo Amore doing poetry readings. Mm-hmm. We used to have Mark Wahlberg hunting Bigfoot in the woods
with the ghost of Steve Irwin, who had a terrible Australian accent.
And it was dumb and it was fun. And at a certain point, we just stopped doing that shit because we just became like everybody else. And
it was also a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. The thing is that, like, being like everybody else has become like incredibly stale and boring for us. Mm-hmm. And not just that, but if you listen to the show regularly, you realize about 6 months ago, I pretty well checked out of backstage rumors and dirt sheet talk. Yeah. I don't know anything that happens backstage at all, unless someone's like, what do you think about this? And then I have to find out about it.
Right.
And I hate it. I hate that shit. I hate it so much. I hate it. Like, I'm going to be real. If you care about TV ratings, I think you're a fucking bitch. Like, I think you're a bitch just looking for something to fucking argue about, right? Mm-hmm. You're the worst wrestling fan. I wish you'd fucking leave the community. Fuck
you. When we say all the time, wrestling fans are the biggest enemy of wrestling.
The biggest enemy of wrestling. And that's all, like, wrestling podcasts are now, man. And I miss when I would talk to my friends about wrestling and it would be like, I don't know, guys, how is this thing ever going to take down the NWO?
Right.
There's 20 dudes and it's just one Sting.
And a bat.
in a bat. I'm really worried about WCW. They're running out of top stars, guys. How are they ever going to fight this invasion? I miss that shit, man. I missed it.
Yep.
I missed it when I talked about wrestling with my friends. It was like, dude, I don't think Hogan's going to be able to slam Andre. No one's ever done it before. And, you know, I didn't know that Andre had already been slammed 7 times in 4 different stories and how done it, right? Because I didn't need it ruined for me, right?
Right, and there was no internet. Fucking internet.
There was no internet. There was no internet. None.
Yep.
None. We're going to explain it just this one time briefly. Is it starting next week with our Rumble review? This show is going full kayfabe.
Mm-hmm.
Fully kayfabe. What does that mean? Fuck, we don't really know. But we do know this. Everything that happens on the show is real to us. Yeah, man. Even spooky stuff. Too bad Bray Wyatt's not around, really. Mm. Like, I really thought about that after we came up with this concept. But everything's real. Everything's real to us, man. If it happens on the show, it's real. We believe it just like we did when we were kids before someone fucked around and told us, you guys know it's fake, right? You know yeah. There's no Santa Claus. Before adults ruined it. So we're going to go back loving this thing like we did as kids.
Yep. And we want you to come on that journey with us.
We'd want you to come on that journey with us. We want you to start watching the show the same way we're going to start watching it, which is with open eyes and watching it as a TV show should be watched, man, as a live sporting event, as it's being sold to us. That's always been.
And also not like a TV show that you watch and then we get on and do the after show and critique everything and critique how we would have done it. No, we're going to watch it like two podcasters that watch a sporting event and then like we're the announcers. Like the announce team doesn't talk about backstage shit unless it's on TV. If we don't see it on the live show, it doesn't exist.
Guys, we don't know what happened with CM Punk at AEW. All we know is that CM Punk was at AEW
and now he's not.
WWE. We don't even know what a media scrum is.
No, because
the IWC, is that a boxing federation?
I think so. International Welterweight Championships.
It might be, guys, because those things no longer exist.
Yep.
Where we're going.
And here's the thing. We wanted help with this. And we were talking with our friend Daniel from WID, who, by the way, show as you're listening to this today with renowned Satanist Winter Lake, actually an amazing guest from WID. So check that out. But Daniel said he had something to help us out with. I don't know what this is, Mike. It's an audio file. And he said, just play it at the end of the show and roll with it, man. So
that's always worked out swimmingly for us.
Typically, definitely nothing creepy going on, but you know, I think we'll leave it at that, Mike, and we'll see what happens next week and how we can take this in a new direction. But we want to keep doing this because Mike and I enjoy the hell out of talking to each other about this shit. And we want to find a way to enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both burnt out on this.
Burnout. This is stale. We love talking to each other and we're looking for a reason to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is Mike mm-hmm. and I's only interaction, and he's like one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like I'm not trying to give up our weekly 45 minutes and we're going to figure out a way to make it more entertaining. But I want to stress that when you listen next week, we're not going to act like this right here. Like this is like, please believe when you turn on the show next week, we're two dumb fucking grown adult idiots that think wrestling is real.
Yep. It's going to be fantastic.
Don't be confused when you turn it on. Just roll with that shit.
Yep.
It's going to be fun for everyone.
Yep. 110%.
Also, we're never going to explain this ever again. If you miss this episode, then you are going to be lost in the sauce, and we hope you get it because we ain't breaking kayfabe, baby.
Nope. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. And you know what? I think that's about it, Mike. So I don't know if we're going to change this, but I say it every week. It's been real. It's been fun. We will catch you next time.
You guys are beautiful. We love you. Have a great week.
Body slams and dead man walking. HLR, HLA, and a rock smack talking. Tables, chairs, and barbed wire bats. Hawaiian shirts, family, and spooky straw hats. New world orders, degenerates. Fake razors and diesels. A king of kings, a gorilla. And even a weasel. Return to the days when it was simple and clear. When a boss got his ass kicked and everyone cheered. When it was fun to believe. Before IWC drones, now take the mics on mics into the kayfabe zone.